Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Tes, the very last daf of Maseches Shavuos. We are holding on daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Cholku Hashutafin Va'arisin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lulu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom and Nisham Shavan Aliyah, and we thank him very much for continuously sponsoring our Daf Yomi shiur. So we're going to talk about today, first is we're going to discuss Gilgul Shavua. That's going to be the last discussion of the seventh parak of Maseches Shavuos. Can a Shavua Derabanan generate a Gilgul Shavua? Is there any exception of who you cannot be Megalgil a Shavua on? Then, Baruch Hashem, we're going to begin the last parak of the Maseches and finish the last parak of the Masechta, hopefully, and that is the eighth parak where the Mishnah discusses the dinim of the Dalet Shomrin, not only in terms of when they are Chayiv and when they are Pater, but most importantly for our Masechta, in terms of when they're Chayiv a Shavua for a Shavua and when they're not Chayiv for a Shavua, meaning the idea that being Chayiv, Shavuos HaPikadon, being Chayiv, not only the Keren, but the Chomesh and the Karban Hashem, is only if they had sworn falsely to something that would have saved them money, that would have exempted them from paying money, when the truth is that they're really chayiv money. If the truth is that they were pater anyway, then it doesn't matter that they took a shavua to pater themselves for money, even though it's not true, their shavua was a false shavua. If their shavua would have been mechayiv the money anyway, then it also doesn't matter. It's only if the shavua would have saved them money that the truth is they should have been chayiv, only then are they chayiv in a shavua sapikad, and the Mishnah is going to go through all the permutations of that. The Gemara is going to try to identify who the author of our Mishnah is in terms of what the understanding is, whether a Shomer Sachar and a Socher have the same din or have different dinim, so which Tana holds what and which side does our Mishnah take, and then the Gemara is going to discuss why we need to be told the same machlokas between Rav and Shmuel twice, one in the context of our Mishnah and one earlier on in the Masechta, and that discussion will bring us to the end of the Masechta. So let's begin. Let's try to finish over here. So Cholku Hashutafin Va'arisin. So we said that when Shutfin and Arisin part ways, so you can be Mashpiyahim only at that time, but once they've already parted ways, it's too late. I mean, you can be Mashpiyahim while you still have that relationship, but once you've already parted ways, it's too late to be Mashpiyahim, unless he's Chayiv Shavua anyway for something else, then you can be Megalgel, the old Shavuos of your old Shutafus and Arisus on the fellow. So you buy what if the chiyuv shvua that he has is only chiyuv shvua midrabanan? It's a shvua sasis or shvua samishna. So can you still be megalgal a shvua when the core shvua is a shvua drabanan? Or do we say no? Only when he's chayiv a shvua d'areisa can use that as the starting point to be megalgal old shvuos on him. So Tashma says, "Merol bring a raya." Love amen. Aware of shvius lamasay shvius nasal shuta v'awaris. The brisa says, if a person borrows from somebody before Shemitah, and then on Motzai Shemitah he becomes a Shutaf or an Arus, and when he asks to return the Halva'a, the guy says, I don't owe you anything, he's Kofar HaKol, he says it never happened, even though in the meantime he's Chayv to take a Shavua of a Shavua Sa Shutafim, so Ein Megalgalin, we cannot be Megalgal the Shavua on him, that he's not Chayv to return the Halva'a, because even if he actually did borrow the money, Shemitah would have canceled the loan anyway. But what happened over here? He's chayiv shvuas hashutafin. He's chayiv shvuas ha'arisin. That he's really chayiv, which is a shvua midrabanan. And we're saying that shvua cannot be the basis of a gilgul shvua for the kofar hakol that the guy denied owing the money. Why can't it be the basis for the gilgul shvua for the kofar hakol? Because there is no kofar hakol over here. He doesn't owe the money anyway. Shemitah canceled the loan anyway. Oh, that's the only reason. Time of the loving men who erev shvi is das yishvi is havkate. The only reason he can't be megalgal the shvua is because Shemitah already canceled this loan. Hashar shnei shvua, but had the same story happened at any other time during the Shemitah cycle. In year 3 of the Shemitah cycle, he borrowed money and he's kofar hakol. And then in year 4, he becomes an aris or a shutaf. Sounds like megalgalin. You would be able to be megalgal, even though the base shvua, the core shvua, is a shvua drabanan. Apparently, you can be megalgal. Isn't that a raya? So says Gemara, no, that's what you call a diuk, and it's a bad diuk, meaning the diuk that you're making is incorrect. Lo tema hasharshnei shvu megalgalin. The point is not to say that had this happened any other year of the Shemitah cycle, we would then be megalgel. No, eleima nasalo shutof haoris erev shvius and matzai shvius lava emenu megalgalin. What the point is to say that had it been reversed, had it been that they'd become shutof and harisin on erev Shemitah, and then the loan happened on matzai Shemitah, and he's not a kofar hakol, he's a modeh b'miktsas, so he's chayiv shvua d'oraisa. Then we'd be megalgel for the old oris and shutafis. Even and the chiddush is that Shemitah does not cancel a shvua of arisus for shutafus. Shemitah cancels a shvua that relates to modeh b'miktsas. Shemitah cancels loans and loan related shvuos, but it does not cancel a shvua of shutafus and arisus. So says Mara habehedik katanila. That's the chiddush, but it says that beferish in the brisa. Then nasalo shutaf haoris erev shvius l'masoi shvius lavei men megalgalin. It already says that if it happened in the reverse order, then we would be megalgal. So shema mina megalgalin b'drabanan. So it must be that our diuk was correct, and you can use the shvua drabanan as a starting off point of a gilgal shvua. Shema mina, that in fact is a good raya. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna tells us another din about gilgal shvua. Lakol megalgalin. Anyone who's chayiv shvua, you could be megalgal extra shvuos chutz misachir, except for a sachir who's taking a shvua in order to get paid his wages. Shein megalgalin. You cannot be megalgal other shvuos on him, because really the sachir should be believed without a shvua, because we assume the balabayis is tarid b'paolav. He doesn't remember who he paid, who he didn't pay, and really the sachir should absolutely be believed. The only reason we make him take a shvua is laf is taito shal balabayis, to make the balabayis feel good that he's not being taken advantage of. But Rav Chista amar lakol ein makilin. Rav Chista formulated it slightly differently. He said a Beis Din is not makel on anyone. They are machmir, and they require and they allow for a gilgal shvua to take extra shvuos for everybody except for a sachir, where they're makel and they say you cannot be megalgal shvua on a sachir. So my benayu, they just said the same thing. They said that you could do a gil, both parties, both Rav Chista and Rav Huna said that you could be megalgal shvua on everybody except for a sachir. Just because one of them you've used the phrase called magalgalin and the other called in makilin, they mean the same thing. So maybe nayu say kibenayu. The difference between them is liftoachlo. Should Beis Din initiate the gilgal shavua? Meaning, should they tell the toveya, you know, you have the right to get and take, make him take other shavuos? So Rav Huna says the called magalgalin means the dayanim themselves tell the Baal Din, you should know that you have the right to demand extra shavuos out of him once he's anyway chayiv in this shvua, where Rav Chista says l'kol ein mekilin, that if the Baal Din asks for a gilgal on the other guy, so we're mechayiv the nitva in such a shvua, we're not mekil on him to get him to allow him off the hook. But dayanim aren't going to initiate that conversation. Vashviyas mishametas. And then we said Shemitah cancels any shvua. Someone who's chayiv a shvua, and then Shemitah came and went, so he's now potter from the shvua. Minani mili. How do I know Shemitah is mishamet? I'm Rav Gidol Rav. Because Pasuk says v'zed vara Shemitah, that afilu dibur mishametas, that Shemitah cancels not only loans, it even cancels dibur. What's dibur? Dibur is a shvua. So the Rashba points out in the name of Rashi, that din is talking about a shvuas modeh b'miktsas on a halva'a. That just like Shemitah cancels the actual halva'a, Shemitah will cancel chiv shvuas modeh b'miktsas. But the Rashba says, well, wait a second. Obviously, if it cancels, I mean, what's modeh b'miktsas? I admit that I owe you some of this money. Now I have to take a shvua that I don't owe you the rest. I for sure don't owe you the rest. Shemitah cancels the rest. So what kind of shvuas modeh b'miktsas would there even be? So the Rashba says that the chiv shvua is must be in a case where the lova was kofar in his chiyuv, and Shemitah is not mishami rechov, that the lova is not moda to, meaning there's a Yerushalmi like that. The Shemitah is only cancels a chov that both parties agree exists. But if the lova is not moda that there even is a chov, then Shemitah doesn't cancel such a chov. And therefore, the Torah has to be mechadesh, but nevertheless, he's pater from the shavua. That Shemitah does cancel the chiyuv of the shavua, even though it did not cancel the actual chov. Additionally, the Rishonim suggests Shemitah Meshametz Shavua means even if the Lova is Nishba to be Parea his Chov to the Malva, if Shemitah cancels, he's Potter from being Parea. And we don't say that since he was Nishba to be Parea, he doesn't have to pay him. And it's like a Chov that has a Mashkon, that since it's considered like a Noges, and he's and it's already Noges for Omeid, and he doesn't have to press him, so Shemitah is not going to cancel that chov anymore. So that's the two potential answers to what the chiddush is over here. So Hadron Lachol Nishban. We now move on to the eighth and final parak of Maseches Shavuos. So this parak is the Mishnah is going to talk about the dinim of the Dalet Shomrim. There are four different places in the Torah where the Torah tells us some sort of chiyuv where someone is watching someone else's object. So says the Mishnah, Arba Shomrim Hain. There are four Shomrim. The Tosos points out in the beginning of Baba Kama, sometimes it says Hain, like Arba Rosh Hashanim Hain, Arba Shomrim Hain, and sometimes it just says the number, Arba Avos Nezikin. So the Tosos says, yeah, it doesn't matter. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no, it doesn't really make a difference. The Rashba writes that whenever it says Hain, it means Hain Velo Yoser. It means that this is an exhaustive, exclusive list. Arba Avos Nezikin, if you learn a little Vayikra in Baba Kama, there are more than Arba Avos Nezikin. The Mishnah happens to mention Arba Avos Nezikin, but there are actually many more avos nizikin. Shalosh esamidos shatorim dreshes ben. There's not shalosh esamidos hein shatorim dreshes ben because there are many more midos shatorim dreshes ben. Okay, whatever it is, Ramosha in Dibros Moshe says that we use the word hein to tell me that the chiyuv of arba shomrim are separate chiyuvim. A shomer chinam whose chayv b'pshia is midin mazik. A shomer sachar whose chayv because he didn't watch the way he should have, and a shol is chayv because kolano shalo. And the socher, according to the Tanakh of our Mishnahs that says that a socher has a din like a shomer sachar, it's not because he used the animal because he's paying for that, but it's a new din that since he's going to watch the object anyway for his own malacha, since he's using it, he's renting it. So it turns out that the maskir is really relying on that shmira, and therefore the socher has a chiv shmira on the object. So each one has their own the engine that drives the chiyuvim. So that's why it's hein. That's what Rav Moshe says, that to distinguish each category. Okay, whatever it is. Shomer chinam nishba ala kol. The halacha is anything that happens to the animal, shomer chinam just has to swear that's what happened to it and that he wasn't posheya, and that's it. He's off the hook as long as he wasn't completely posheya. Vashoel mishalim as hakol. The shoel is going to pay no matter what. So he doesn't have to swear because he's going to have to pay anyway. So he's going to have to pay no matter what happens to the animal. No, see, sachar v'asochar nishba'in ala shvura v'ala shvuya v'ala mesa. A shomer sachar and a socher are potter if the animal breaks or is shvuya, it's taken b'shevi, it's taken captive, or it drops dead. So the shomer sachar, by swearing, they're going to be potter. U'mishalmet is aveda v'asageneva. But they're going to be chayiv for geneva aveda, and therefore they don't swear about geneva aveda. If they claim geneva aveda, they're going to be chayiv to pay. Good, so that's the basic dinim. So now the Mishnah elaborates on when you're chayiv for Shavuos HaPikadon in each of these circumstances. And the basic rule the Mishnah is going to say at the very end is that you're chayiv for Shavuos HaPikadon if, based on what really happened, you should have been chayiv to pay, but you swore to something that would have pottered you, that would have exempted you. And then you later admitted that your swearing was a lie. So then you're going to have to pay the Keren, the Chomesh, the Asham. So Amar l'Shomer Chinam. A guy said, the Baal HaShor says to the Shomer Chinam, Heichon Shori, where's my ox? Amar l'Meis. He says, oh, drop dead. But the truth is, V'hu she'nishbar o nishba o nignav o avad, but really it broke or was taken captive, was stolen or was lost, or nishbar, he says it broke. V'hu she'meis o nishba o nignav o avad. Nishba, he says it was nishba. V'hu she'meis o nishba o nignav o avad. The reality was one of the other three. Nignav, he says it was stolen. V'hu, and the reality was she'meis o nishba o avad. One of the other, it was four possibilities. Avad, it got lost. V'hu, and the reality is Shemes, Onishbar, Onishba, Onignav, and Mashbiachani, he says, I'm imposing on you a Shavua, that what you're saying is true. V'amar Amen. He says, okay, Shvuah, absolutely. Pater, he's still pater from a carbon Shvuah, because even if he were moda to the MS, to what actually happened, he would have been pater from Tashlum. And so his lying didn't help him any. He was pater anyway, so it was a silly lie. So that's not going to be something that you're chayiv Shvuah Shomrim for. Heichon Shori, he says, but if a guy says to Shomer Chinam, where's my Shor? I'm alone. Any of them out to Sach. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed any Shor from you. Vuhu, and the reality was, he did borrow a Shor, but Shemes, Onishbar, Onishba, Onignav, Oavid, any of the five outcomes that a Shomer Chinam is putter on anyway. Mashbiachani, and he says, I make you take a Shvuah, Va'amar Amen. And he says, Amen, that I swear I never borrowed anything from you. Potter, he's still potter, even though in fact he did borrow from the other, he did become, not borrow, but he did become a Shomer Chinam for the other fellow. He's going to be potter, because what actually happened is something that would not have been mechayev in mamon anyway. Hey Chan Shari, you say to the Shomer Chinam, where's my shor? Amar lo avad, and he says it's avad, which means I'm potter. Mashbiach ani v'amar amein, and he takes a shvur to that effect. Ve'edim eidin also, but then Edim come and testify sha'achalo, that the Shomer Chinam himself went and ate the shor. That he's for sure chayev for. Had we known that, we would have been mechayev him. So now Mishal Mesakeren, he has to pay the actual value of the shor, because we have Edim that he took it for himself. Hoda Me'atzmo, if it wasn't Edim, but he himself admitted that he ate the shor, then after having sworn falsely, well then, Mishalim Keren Chomesh V'Yasham, that's a case of Shvuas HaShomrim. Then you're going to have to pay Keren Chomesh, and the actual value of the shor, an extra Chomesh, a Chomesh Milavar, I think it is, and a Karban Asham for swearing falsely, because of the true story is that he was chayiv to pay, because he himself had eaten it, but he had initially tainted and sworn that he was not chayiv to pay, that it was Gnev Vaved or whatever else that would have pottered him. So that's a Shvuas Kviras Mamon, and therefore you chayiv a carbon on that. So you say to Shomer Chinam, another case, Heichon Shori, where's my Shor? Amar lo Nignav, he says it was stolen, and therefore I'm potter. Mashbiachani, Vamar Amein, and I take Shvuah to that effect. Veidim Idino, so then Edim come Shegnavo, that he had stolen it. Mishan Tashlum Kefal, he pays Kefal like a regular Ganav. Hoda Me'atzmo, if he admits on his own that he had stolen it, Mishan Keren V'chomash V'yash. Then he pays Keren Chomesh V'Yasham, because that's a Shvuas Kviras Mamon for which Shomer is going to be Chayiv the full thing, the Keren Chomesh and the Asham. Amar le'echad b'shuk, if just stam, a different case, nothing to do with the Shomer, a Baal Ashar says to a guy in the Shuk, Heichon Shori Sheganavta, hey, I know you stole my ox, where is it? V'omar lo ganavta, he says, I never met you before, I know what you're talking about, I never stole your ox. V'edim idin oso Sheganavo, and then Edim come and swear and testify that he in fact stole it. So Mishalim Tashlum Kefel, that's a classic case where you pay Kefel. And Tavach Umachar, and if he shechted that ox, or he sold that ox, Mishalim Tashlum Arba V'Chamisha, then you pay Arba V'Chamisha. If it's a say, you pay Arba, and if it's a shor, you pay Chamisha. Ra'a Edim Shem Mashmendun Ba'in, let's say the Ganav sees that Edim are coming his way, and he realizes that he's about to be caught red-handed, that the Edim are about to testify against him, that he in fact stole this animal. So right away he jumps up, he says, Omar, ganafti, and he admits, avalo tevachti v'lo macharti, but you should know I didn't shecht it and I didn't sell it. Ein mishal mel karen. He only pays the karen, he doesn't even pay the kefal, even though he admitted that he was gonev. Because moda b'knas is potter, and he was moda just in the nick of time. He's going to have to pay for the geneva, but he's not going to have to pay the kefal. So that now back to the shomrim. Omar l'shoel, the guy says to a shoel, heichon shori, where's the shor that you had borrowed from me? Amar lo, the shoel says back to him, Mace, the shor that I borrowed from you died. And the reality is, v'hu, shenishbar, onishba, onignav, o'avad, meaning, so the bottom line is, the shoel is saying that it died, and therefore I have to pay you anyway, because that's what shoel does. Shoel always has to pay. And the reality was that he was chayef to pay for a different reason, because it was nishbar, onishba, onignav, o'avad. Or, and we'll do all the permutations, nishbar, the shoel says it was nishbar, but v'hu, shemes, onishba, or Nishba, the Shol says it was Nishba, Vahu, Shemes, or Nishba, or Nignav, Avad, or Nignav, the Shol says it was Nignav, Vahu, Shemes, or Nishba, or Nishba, Avad, Avad, Vahu, Shemes, or Nishba, or Nishba, or Nignav, and then Mashbiach HaNivamar Amein, he takes a Shvua to that effect. Potter, the Shol is Potter from the carbon Shvua, because if he was Moda to what had actually happened to the Shor, he would have been Chayiv B'Tashlumin, because he he's chayiv in greva aveda and onus and everyday and everything else, and based on what he actually says, he's chayiv b'tashlumin. So he didn't save himself any money by lying. His lie would have been mechayiv him also. Say heichan shari, if you say to the shoal, where's my shor? Amar lo, the shoal says, I never borrowed a shor from you. I know what you're talking about. Whoa, if that were true, he would not have to pay. He'd be potter. So he's claiming, I owe you nothing because you never gave me a shor. Vuhu, but the reality was, Shemei, so Nishbar, Nishbar, Nigna, Vonevan, one of the five circumstances where a shoal is absolutely going to be chayiv. Mashpiach anivam rameni takes a shor to that effect. Chayiv. That's where a shoal is going to be chayiv, a carbon shor. Because he swore falsely to something that would have saved him money, that would have exempted him from paying him money, when the reality is that he was chayiv that money. And now we move on to Shomer Sachar and Socher. Amar l'nosi Sachar v'Socher. A person says to either a Shomer Sachar or to a Socher, Heichan Shori, where is my Shor that I gave you to watch or that I rented to you? Amar lo, the Shomer or the Socher says, Mace, it died. Vuhu, Shenishbar or Nishba. But the reality was that it was broken or it was taken captive, nishbar, or it was nishbar, vuhu shemeso nishbar, nishbar, vuhu shemeso nishbar, nigna, vuhu shavad, or if he says it was stolen, and the reality is that it was avad, or avad, he says it was avad, vuhu shenignav, but the reality was it was stolen, mashbiach anivam ramein, in any of these circumstances, he takes a shvua to that effect, so patr, he's going to be patr from the carbon shvua, because whether you, both according to what he's claiming, and according to the truth, it's the same din, so he didn't patr himself from anything, meaning in the first three cases, it's the same din in that he's going to be potter, and in the last two cases, the same din that he's going to be chayiv. So either way, it's the same thing. But if the guy says to the Shomer Sachar, to the Socher, that if the Shomer Sachar or the Socher says, Mace, that it died, O Nishba, O Nishba, or is Nishba, O Nishba, Vuhu, but the reality was, Shenigna Vawavad, that it was stolen or lost, Mashbiach Aniv Amar Amein, Chayiv, then he's going to be Chayiv, because he's claiming that it was Mace, O Nishba, O Nishba, for which the Shomer Sachar is Potter. The reality is, Gneva Aveda, for which the Shomer Sachar is Chayiv, so his shvua was to try to get him out of having to pay. The reality would have been mechayiv him to pay. That's where you chayiv a carbon shvua. That's where he's chayiv to pay the keren and the chomesh and to bring the carbon asham. Avad onignav, if he claims that it was avad onignav, the Shomer Sachar, the Socher says that it was gnev aveda, for which he's chayiv. But the reality is, v'shemeso nishpa onishpa, the reality is something that would have pattered him. Mashbiach aniv amaramein, and he swears falsely to being mechayiv himself, so then pater, then he's going to be pater from a carbon shvua, because the truth is, something happened that would have that he would not have had to pay for. And he just lied to try to be mechayiv himself. Maybe he didn't know or whatever, but he lied to something that would have been mechayiv him more than he was actually responsible for. Zaklal. So the rule is pretty simple. Kala mashana michova l'chova, mipetur l'petur, mipetur l'chova, pater. Anytime someone is lying, but he's lying from one thing that where the truth would have been mechayiv him, and his lie is mechayiv him, or the truth would have exempted him, and his lie exempts him, or the truth would have exempted him, and his own lie is mechayiv himself, like that last case of the Shomer Sachar and the Socher, so then you're pater from a Karban Shavua. Karban Shavua is reserved for the case of mechova l'ptur chayiv, that if the reality would have been mechayiv you, but you're taking a Shavua to try to pater yourself, that's where you're chayiv a Karban Shavua. Zaklal, and the rule also is, kol anishba l'hakal al atzmo chayiv, when your Shavua tries to make your life easier by exempting you from having to pay, then you're going to be chayv lahachmir alatzmo. You're going to take a shvua to be machmir in yourself, then you're going to be pater. Now the obvious question is, why do I need two zaklals that are saying exactly the same thing? They're both, it's the klal we've been working with the entire Mishnah, and it says it twice essentially. So Tos Yom Tov says, yeah, one of the it's a messed up girsa, meaning we took two different girsos and put them together. There was one girsa that had only this first zaklal, another girsa that had the second zaklal, and they just somehow both landed in the Mishnah. Chassam Sofer says that if you want to erase one of them, the girsa of the Yerushalmi is better. That the Yerushalmi's girsa is only the second Zehaklal, because it includes everything belashon ktsara, meaning instead of saying mi p'tur l'chova p'tur michova, right? Just say lahakal atzmo. First lahachmir atzmo. It's much more direct. And we learned from the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, the only shana adam l'tamido derech ktsara. So why would they have formulated the first klal if the second klal is the derech ktsara? Because the second klal is less meduyak, right? Because the second klal says kol hanishba lahakal atzmo is chayiv. That's true. Lahachmir Latzmo is potter, that's also true, but it doesn't say what if the Shavua, meaning it doesn't cover the case where it's neither Lahakal nor Lahachmir, right? It doesn't cover the case where your Shavua was to keep it the same as to what the reality was. Like all those cases that we had of the Shomer Sachar and the Socher saying Nignav when it was really Nevad or whatever it is, right? So those the reality and what you're swearing to are exactly the same thing. That's not exactly covered in that last Zahaklal. So in that sense, it's a less a complete klal. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Mantana, who's the author of our Mishnah, of Arba'a Shomrin? Amram Nachman Rabarvua, Rameiri. Ooh, Rameiri's the one that holds that there are four Shomrim in the Torah. So says Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Mika Tana to Lesle Arba'a Shomrin. Is there any Tana that holds that there aren't four Shomrim in the Torah? Meaning it's Mamish Psukim, right, that that go through the four Shomrim. How could you say that there aren't four Shomrim? No. When I said Mantana Arba Shomrim, what I meant was Mantana Domar Socher Kenosi Socher Dami. Who's the one that holds that the Shomrim are categorized in the way that our Mishnah categorized them? That the Shomel is on one extreme, the Shomer Chinam is on the other extreme, and the Shomer Socher and Socher are exactly the same. Who's that? Amar Rabbi Ravua, Rabbi Meirhi. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So Shomer Socher is like a Socher. Tosus points out the fact that it says Mantana Socher Kenos Socher Dami Mashmudachi Hilchsa. Tosus points out. Sounds like we're paskening this way. So we're paskening like the Shita of Rameir. Says Gemara, is that really the Shita of Rameir? For Rameir Ibchashaminalei. We learned in a Brisa that Rameir holds that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. That a Socher is not like a Shomer Socher. Titania, because we have a Brisa. Socher Ketan Mishalim. What's the level of Chiyuv that a Socher has to pay? Reb Meir Omer Kishomer Chinam. Reb Meir says that a Socher has the status of a Shomer Chinam because he's paying for the Bailim for the ability to use it, and he's not getting paid for watching the object. So he's a Shomer Chinam. Reb Yehuda Omer Kenosi Socher. Reb Yehuda says that he's like a Shomer Socher, and he's Chayiv in Gneva Aveda because the whole reason that he has the object is for his own Hana'ah, even though he's paying for it, so he's considered to be a Shomer Sachar, who also has the object for his own Hana'ah, who's getting paid to watch the object. So, but bottom line is, you see that the person who categorizes Shomer Sachar and Socher as the same grouping, as the same category, is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Baravua, Ibchatani. Yeah, Rabbi Baravua had these Shitos reversed. He had that Rabbi Meir says Kenosei Sachar, and Rabbi Yehuda says Keshomer Chinam, and that's why Rabbi Baravua says that our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Frek the Gemara, but still, it's not really Arba Shomrim. Hani Arba Havu, Shlosha Havu. L'chor, it's not four Shomrim. It's really only three Shomrim, because there is only three sets of dinim. There's the din of a Shomer Chinam, din of a Shoel, and din of Nosi Sachar and Socher. So it's all the same din. So Amrav Nachum Yitzchak, Arba Shomrim v'dineim Shlosha. No, it's four categories of Shomrim, but in a Chinami, that breaks into three sets of dinim. But it's still four different arrangements, meaning a Shomer Sachar is not allowed to use the item, and a Socher is allowed to, it's a totally, a Shomer Sachar gets paid, a Socher pays. It's a different arrangement. It may have the same level of Chiv Shmira, but it's a totally different arrangement. Tosa Rush points out, well, wait a second, it's not even the same din entirely, because a Socher is Patra Mesa Machmas Malacha, meaning if a Socher, if I rent an animal from you and I use it in the normal way, and it just drops dead, I'm Patr. If I'm a Shomer Sachar and I use the animal and it dies in its normal way, I have no business using that animal. So I'm going to be chayiv for that. Shomer Socher is chayiv for Mesa Machmas Malacha. So Tosa Rosh points out that's not considered a chilek, because the chiyuv of a Shomer Socher when it's Mesa Machmas Malacha is not not from the Chiyuvei Hashomrim, it's me Chiyuvei Gazlan, because you're not allowed to use it. You're stealing the other guy's animal. You're not allowed to use the Pikadon. So that's not part of the Dine Shmira, that's just being a Gazlan. So if you're a Gazlan, of course, you're going to have to pay for being a Gazlan. Okay, so there really are only three sets of Chiyuvim. Now the Mishnah had said, Amar l'shomer chinam, heichan shori, amar lechad b'shuk, amar l'shomer, v'chulei, heichan shori, amar lo, ein yodea ma'atasach. So we said that you put from carbon shvua in all these cases. So Gemara brings machlokas amaraim, which carbon shvua are you putter from? So amara, v'kulan peturim mishvas shomrin. All of the people in our Mishnah we said are putter from the carbon asham that you would normally have to take when you swear falsely shvuas apikadon. Right, when you swear falsely about what happened to the thing, to the bikadon that was put in your care. But the chayav mishum shvuas bitoy. But if you lied, you still have to bring a korban chatos for taking the shvuas bitoy. Now it happens to be you don't take, you never are chayav both. Meaning, whenever you chayav for shvuas bitoy, you're not going to be chayav shvuas bikadon, and vice versa. So that's why Rav is highlighting that yes, when we say you're put from shvuas shomrin, it means that you're put from shvuas shomrin, and therefore you're going to be chayav a korban chatos for shvuas sheker. Had you been chayav in shvuas shomrin, we're not going to say yes. And also you lied, so because you lied, it's a shvuas bitoy as well. For whatever reason, we don't say that, right? Meaning it's going to be one or the other. But that's what Rav is telling us. All the cases in our Mishnah that you're put from shvuas hashomrim, shvuas bikadon, you're going to be chayv for lying, for shvuas bitoy. Ushmuel amar af peturim mishum shvuas bitoy. And Shmuel says, no, you're put from korban chatos as well for shvuas bitoy. So b'maykamifgi, what is the nekudas hamachlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Well, Shmuel savar lesa b'lahaba. Shmuel says, well, since that shvua that you took could not have been formulated in the future tense, that you cannot take a shvua that the behema will die or the behema will not die. You can only take a shvua that the behema did die or did not die. So you can't take a shvua about what will be in the future when it's not in your control. Therefore, even when you take the shvua about what happened in the past, but since it's not the type of shvua that's applicable to the future, you're not chayiv a carbon shvuas bitoy, because that's what Shmuel holds. And in order to be chayiv a carbon shvuas bitoy, it needs to be the type of shvua that could work in both past tense and future tense. V'Rav savar isei b'lavehein. Rav says there's no such requirement to be chayiv for shvuas bitoy. You just need it to be able to work in the positive and the negative. You don't need it to be able to work in the past tense and the future tense. So you could take the shvua both in the positive and the negative. You could swear that it was stolen, or you could swear that it wasn't stolen. Right, both of those things make sense, and since it could be formulated in either way, you're going to be chayiv for shvuas bitoy. So they're arguing about what the klal is for when you're chayiv mishum shvuas bitoy. Shmuel says the klal is you're only chayiv mishum shvuas bitoy if you could formulate that very same shvua about the future, and Rav says you're chayiv mishum shvuas bitoy even if you can't formulate it about the future, as long as you could formulate it as a la vehein. So frak the gemara v'afligu b'chada zimna, but didn't Rav and Shmuel already have this machlokas? To itmar, because we already learned shvua shezarek ploni tzror liyam. Person takes a shvua that so and so threw a rock into the ocean. Shvua shelo zarak, or he takes a shvua that so and so did not throw a rock into the ocean. Rav amar chayev. Rav says if he's lying, he's chayev mishum shvuas bitoy. Right? That's a legitimate shvuas bitoy. Why? Because it's belav vehein. You could take the shvua that he did. You could take the shvua that he didn't. Ushmol on pater. Shmol says he's pater. Rav amar chayev the isa belav vehein. Rav says you chayiv because you could say yes, you could say no, you could say that he did, you could say that he didn't. Either way, it's going to work. Shmuel amar pater to lesa b'laba. Shmuel says you're going to be pater from the karban because that shvua cannot be taken in the future tense because you don't control ploni. So you can say ploni was zarak tzror liyam. You cannot say ploni will be zorek tzror liyam or won't be zorek tzror liyam in the future. So therefore, it's not a shvuas bitoy for which one would be chayiv a karban. So you see that Rav Shmuel already had this machlokas about shvuas bitoy. Now, even according to Shmuel, it may not be a shvuas bitoy; it's a shvuas shav. The Rashi points out back in Daf Chafei that it's a shvuas shav. But nevertheless, it's not a shvuas bitoy. So says Gemara Tzricha. Now we need both machlokas. We need the machlokas about zarek tzror liyam, where Rav and Shmuel argued about it earlier in the Masechta, and we need the machlokas over here when it comes to a shvuas hapikadon that that would not have exempted you from paying, where we say that you may not be chayv shvus abikadon, but you're going to be chayv for shvus bitui. Tzricha, diyash min baha, if we only learned the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about a case of swearing that someone threw a rock into the ocean, he was zarek troliyam, I would say baha kama Rav, that's what Rav is going to say, that you're chayv, mishum demi nafshei kamishtava, because no one's forcing you to take that shvua, you're taking that shvua on your own, Beis Din never asked you to say anything. Aval bahach, but when it comes to shvua sashomrim, where Beis Din is being mashpia you, meaning you're claiming as a shomer chinam that you were not poshe, you did not steal it, and Beis Din saying swear to that, so you have no choice but to swear. So ema modle Shmuel, I might think Rav is moda that you're pater from a carbon chatos for swearing falsely in that case. Kidder Rabbi Ami, why would I think you're pater along the lines of what Rabbi Ami says, which we're going to elaborate on in a couple of moments. The Amar Rabbi Ami kol shvua shadayana mashpiyinosa ein chayav nol mishum shvuas bitoy, that the rule is anytime dayanim forced you to take a shvua, you're not going to be chayav mishum shvuas bitoy. That's the din of Rabbi Ami. V'yitmar baha, and if we only learned the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about shvuas hashomrim, I would say baha kamar Shmuel. It's only in that case that Shmuel says you're going to be pater because Rabbi Ami holds it. Whenever Beis Din is mashpia you, you're going to be pater from the Shavua. Aval Bahach Ema Modal Rav, but I might have assumed that when it comes to the Zorak Tzro Liam case, that Shmuel will be Modal to Rav that you're Chayiv for the Shavua's Bitoy because you took the Shavua on your own. Tzricha, that's why it has to tell me the Machlokas in both places, to tell me that Rav holds his din in both places, and as does Shmuel, and they're not influenced by Rabbi Ami. Now that we mentioned Rabbi Ami, what did Rabbi Ami say? Meaning we know what Rabbi Ami said, what's behind Rabbi Ami's statement. I mean, Rabbi Ami had said that any time that Beis Din is mechayiv you to take a shvua, you're not going to be chayiv mishum shvuas bitoy. So gufa, Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, kol shvua shadayonim mashpiyinosa. Anytime it's the dayonim that are mashpia you, ein ba mishum shvuas bitoy. You're not going to be chayiv a korban chatos for shvuas bitoy. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, o nefesh kisi shava levate bisvasayim. So we darshin kisi shava means me'atzmo, that the chayiv a carbon for Shavuos Bitoy only if you chose to swear on your own. But if Beis Din forced you to take a Shavua, even though you took the wrong Shavua, you lied or whatever, it's not going to be chayiv for Shavuos Bitoy. How do I know that Kisi Shava means Me Atzmo, that you chose to do it on your own? Because the word Ki in the Torah is one of those words that can mean multiple things. So Kid Reish Lakish, we learn like Reish Lakish taught, Dam Reish Lakish, Ki mishtamish ba'arba lishonos. The word ki can mean four different things. And the four things are e, dilma, ella, or daha. E means if, dilma, maybe, ella, rather, or whatever, and daha, because. So when we say ki si shava, we're saying over here e, meaning if he swears. If he swears means if he chooses to swear. Now, what are examples of each of these lashonos? Where does e mean if? So ki yikro kan sipor lefanecha, right? If you come across a kan sipor, so then you have a din of shiluach hakein. Where do we have that e means dilma, that it means maybe? So the pasuk says ki somer b'lvav. So Rashi says it's Ploshon Tamiya, meaning v'chisomer b'vavcha, that Rab Magoyim Eila, and you're going to be fearful of them, that maybe that will happen. So it's a dilma. Where does it mean Ella? Ella means that you're contradicting what you said previously. So v'losikbot sasiyadcha me'achicha avyon, Ki pasach tiftach es yadecha. Don't close your hand when a poor person asks for money. Ki rather pasach tiftach es yadecha. Open up your hand to give tzedakah. And daha means because. Where do we have that? That vatikachish sara lemor lo tzachakti ki yareya. She said I wasn't laughing. Why did she say I wasn't laughing? Because she was afraid. So you find all of those meanings of the word ki. But over here, the word ki means if, and if implies that he's voluntarily choosing on his stone to take the Shvuah. So now the Gemara goes back to this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel and quotes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kulan Peturin Mishvuas Shomrin, all the people that are Patur in our Mishnah from Shvuas HaPikadon are Patur from Shvuas HaPikadon, but V'chayav Mishum Shvuas Bitoy. But we're gonna get them for a Karban Chatos on Shvuas Bitoy. Meaning, like Rav had said, that even when we say Patur in our Mishnah, it just means Patur from Shvuas HaPikadon, but still Chayav Mishum Shvuas Bitoy. Chutz Me'en Yodei Matasach the Shovel, except for the case of the Shovel saying, I don't know what you're talking about, I never got this item, I never had, because he was trying to exempt himself from money, and therefore he's chayiv v'shuas ha-bikadon. U'gnev aved d'nosi sachar v'sheb sochar shu chayiv. And the case where a shomer sachar or a socher has a tain of gnev aveda that they're going to be chayiv, the carbon shuas ha-bikadon. Shari kafru mamon, because in those cases, the reality would have been mechayiv them mamon, and they were claiming that they were part of mamon. So in those cases, they're chayiv mishum shuas ha-bikadon. So those are the only cases where there's not going to be a shvuas bitoy. Melech Shlomo points out that it's a davar pashut that if they're kofar mamon, they're chayiv a karban asham. So of course they're not chayiv a karban chatas. But he points out that these two cases specifically that we identify never mentioned the karban chatas. It just said chayiv. It didn't say keren v'chomesh v'asham. So we're just pointing out when we said chayiv in that mishnah, we meant keren v'chomesh v'asham. Okay. Hadron lach arba shom slikolam mesach shvuas b'asham tomorrow. We will begin with Sachs of Adzara, Mazel Tov, and the Seamath.